It was only from this place of surrender that the openness showed up for true miracles. Nothing that I could ever think up or dream up. And this is what I desire for you. This is what I am so committed to joining with you to discover. What is just so much more mind-blowing, so much more exciting, so much more joy-filled that even while you're in the adventure to get to the destination, that you're loving it just as much.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Thank you for being a woman who's not too busy working on her life or her business or her to-do list to not take time to go into deep introspection and receive the divine guidance about what actually is next for you. Not what you can do, not what other people are doing, not same old, not just like brushing yourself off and powering through, but actually going deep into the divine, into the miraculous, into the miracles, into the magic, into the mythical. Because I don't know about you, but just another funnel, just another to-do list, just another sales page, just another webinar, I can't. I can't and I won't. And I believe that if you're here, you're probably in that same place of like the old way of whatever it was, or even whatever you've seen other people doing, you just are so unavailable for it. And yet that means that you are in tune with the stirrings of your spirit of what actually is meant to be next for you. And fortunately for women like us, we don't have to think it all up and we don't need to force it and make it happen. If you're looking just merely for some sort of cash injection class, there's a lot of other really cool business coaches that you can sign up to work with. But what we're going to be doing is diving in deep to the spiritual, deep into the feminine, deep into such a big calling for your life, like so beyond bigger than your biggest dreams. And the reason why I can say that in confidence is because I know how spirit works. I know that I know that I know that the universe has so much bigger and better planned for you. And what we're going to be doing today, this week, myself included, you and all these incredible women around the world who have signed up because we are craving the mystical and the miraculous. Yes, we're not going to get just all woo-woo about it because we also really crave the manifestation and the actual results, but no more pushing, no more forcing, no more worrying, no more stress, no more doubting and just watching everybody else live the big life. This is going to be a process that I personally have gone through to help you unleash your next level calling that is, well, I don't know how else to say it. It's so much better than what you even think it's going to be. My background is I grew up in the Midwest. I'm a school teacher's kid from Detroit who was always taught you just need to go to college and get a job. And as much as my parents instilled in me that I could do anything I wanted to do, there was sort of this like practical, like, well, you need to be practical and you need to go to an in-state college and get a job and that route. And I did. I sadly for me, I was the good girl. I didn't party. I did go to college. I did get the job. I got the master's degree. I also got to get to about $75,000 worth of debt. I got to work about 75 hours a week as a psychotherapist because I was taught if you work harder, then you'll make more money. And I also got to a place where I was burned out and I hated helping people. Sad, but true. Don't like saying it out loud. It's a bad place for anyone to be, especially when that's how you make your living. But you can't give what you don't have. And I was just giving, giving, giving all the time. And I finally, I was like, enough of this. I'm going to move to California and become a life coach because California, everybody seemed beautiful and rich there. And I don't know, life coaches, they could charge in packages. So I went to California and I charged in packages and it was a rocky feast or famine road for me at the beginning. But I was completely, probably just like you, dedicated to living the big life. I was willing to overcome whatever obstacles, whatever learning curves, so that I could give of my gifts and talents and be well paid for it and live the big life. And that happened, you know, perseverance. And so much of what I teach in my programs, and so many of you who I know are here are living proof of quitting corporate jobs that you hated and starting businesses and doubling your income and traveling the world when we could travel. And it was extraordinary. So this broke, struggling psychotherapist went on to create a multi-million dollar women's empowerment and business and lifestyle brand. And it has been phenomenal. It has been such a blessing to be able to have a front row seat into people's lives and give of my talents, from personal transformation to business growth to money transformation, all the things. And to be on this journey doesn't mean I have it all figured out. To be on this journey means I figured out a few things and then I teach them. And probably just like you, you're here and you're going to teach what you want to learn. When I started back, 15 years ago or so, I didn't have my money story transformed, but I deeply desired it to be so. So I went and taught and created programs where I could do the work myself. And it's very humbling to be, and there's different seasons, right? There's the mountaintop experience where I was like, whoa, traveling the world, making the millions, having a blast on stage, you know, and then different lessons and challenges would come in along the way. And it's those times when you actually learn, and it's those times when you actually grow. So I want you to know that wherever you're at today, I know we've got some women here, like I was getting some Voxers and texts earlier of like, hey, Gina, I just did my tax return. I doubled my income. Life is great. Life is awesome. And I'm so happy for you. And I want you to just soak up those experiences in this particular season in your life. And then there are the people who have been in a really, really challenging time. I know so many people in this community have experienced death, divorce, loss of job, financial stress and struggle, having a real valley kind of experience. And you too are welcome here. Everybody is going to be brought to their next level. So it doesn't matter where you're at right now. What matters is that you are showing up for you. What matters is that you are here to believe, even if it's this big, that something more, something better, something bigger is available for you. And as I share, you know, I don't normally share my challenges while I'm in it. I don't believe in doing therapy publicly, but I have no holding back once I've gotten through something to let my life be an open book and share with you. And as recently as this past January, I don't know if any of you saw some of the Insta stories, you know, 2020 was a very challenging year for a lot of people, not me. I had to pivot. I had to do a lot of things, but business was booming. I was having a blast. I know it was, other people weren't and were experiencing really dark times. It just wasn't my personal experience. The collective experience, of course, I had empathy for it and compassion for those that were losing loved ones and all of the horrors that were going on in 2020. It just wasn't my experience. And then 2021 came around. And I don't know if anyone else can relate, because I thought, all right, well, good. I got through 2020. I'm good. You know, let's ride this wave into 2021. Well, if you want to call riding a wave into like a belly plant splash getting tossed around by the ocean. So 2021 kicked off. And though I had so much to be grateful for, health, loving husband, beautiful place to live, like awesome team, like cool clients, like so much to be grateful for. There was a lot in my life and business that wasn't working. And the reason why I'm about to share very personally what I went through is because I don't want you to take on one idea, one thought, or one feeling that I did. I got very far away from myself. I got very far away from spiritual truth. And in that process, I started to make things mean something that they didn't. Team members quit. So that always, you know, is a bit unnerving. Business was not working at the level at all that I desired it to be working at. Friends were blowing me off left, right, and center. And all through January and kind of like navigating this, I've been through challenges before. I know how to dust myself off. I know how to pick myself up. This one was starting to hit to the core. I don't know if any of you can relate, but I was letting it hit my self-esteem to the core. I was making myself feel less than, worthless, not enough. Like, just like, am I just supposed to be settling for mediocrity here? Like, it was, I felt embarrassment. I felt shame. I felt not enoughness. And this is, for those of you who are new to me, this is not a normal GDV way of operating at all. But I was letting all these external things create my identity and worse, create my future. So I cried every single day of January. And like I said, and I even felt ridiculous about it before Glenn, right? Because I was like, I have so much to be thankful for. And here I felt like this doom and gloom inside. And it was dark. And then February rolled around and I didn't cry every day of February. I sobbed because everything that I was just sharing with you got darker and worse. And, you know, the neurological pathways, I kept sinking. And every time an experience would come in, I would let it just like kick me and knock me and pummel me. And I literally sobbed every day of February. March came around and I'm not like one to give up. So like part of the torture was trying to hold on to what I didn't realize was what God was looking to clear out, not because I'm less than, not because I'm not worth anything, not because my best days are behind me, but like I was like gripping onto all of the things that needed to be released so that I could go to my next level, but didn't see it. Anyone relating to this? Like the torture was self-inflicted pain. And so March came around and my father had to go into the hospital for an unexpected emergency surgery. And I had kind of had to drop everything and go and be at his bedside. And I don't know when I've ever been more grateful to have a business than to be able to drop everything and go be with a family member who I love and need. So for those of you that have your businesses and want to grow them or contemplating starting a business, like, there's some real benefits to it also. But here I am sitting here and like my life is flashing before my eyes. Like this man who like drove me to piano lessons and took me sledding and, you know, was at every ballet recital. I'm like, you know, is he going to make it? And it was just this really emotional time. And it was there sitting in his hospital room, watching him sleep after surgery. I finally surrendered. I didn't give up. I didn't drop the reins. I didn't even let go. I actually surrendered. So obviously it's not something I'm great at. I've done it from time to time in my life, but this one was a real surrender. And I said, God, I give it all to you. I give my life, my future, my confidence, my calling, my destiny. Believe it or not, not that this story would prove anything, but I have grown up with a relationship with God my whole life. And I know enough to know that if we're here, we have a purpose. And I know enough about God that if we are created in the image of God, God doesn't create mediocre and God doesn't certainly doesn't create junk and God doesn't create status quo. God creates miraculous. And I said, I'm not settling. I am not settling for mediocrity. You're clearing stuff out of my life. So I'm like, I'm going to surrender it. I am going to surrender what my business is supposed to look like. I am going to surrender what my friendship circle is supposed to look like. I am going to surrender what my team is supposed to look like. I'm going to surrender it all. And in that was only March. What are we, April 12th here? I can't even begin to tell you. And I'll be sharing over the course of this week. So I hope that this is encouragement to anyone at a mountaintop experience or a valley. Like the mind blowing, oh my gosh, like of in my biggest, wildest dreams. Like if you would have asked me 6 weeks ago, Gina, paint the biggest, like you can wave a magic wand and this is what your life is going to look like. What's your biggest dream? What are your biggest desires? Put it all on there. It's like, it would have been this big compared to what's been coming in. And on all of the levels, ideas, contribution, transformation, friendship circle, but like the bigger and better than I could have possibly imagined. I've been given so much. I have been given so much love and so much support and so much guidance and so many new opportunities coming in when a matter of weeks ago, I was just like, do I have to keep doing stuff that I hate to get to my next level? Like, what is going on? Why isn't stuff working? And do I just need to start settling? Like, I was asking all the wrong questions because my self-esteem had been knocked that much. And so I want you to know that I'm right there with you. Wherever you're at, like, I'm on a little bit of like a mountaintop high. Not that it's like all manifested yet, but for the first time, I can honestly say I'm as interested, if not more interested in the adventure than the destination. And my first trip up the mountain of success, so to speak, there's a cool book I've been reading. It's called The Second Mountain. And the first mountain, doesn't matter what your age is, by the way. It's your, like, it's your first ta-da. It's your first big success and identity creating and maybe money and lifestyle and whatever it is. And then this guy writes about, no matter what, everybody at some point gets thrown off the mountain, kicked off the mountain, crawls off the mountain, tumbles off the mountain, et cetera, et cetera. And he talks about the first mountain is important because it prepares you for the second mountain. But he said very, very, very few people ever get to the second mountain, because when you get to that top of that first mountain and you get kicked off, pulled off, thrown off, whatever it is, like I was talking about, most people just settle. And particularly if you're like past the age of 28, society has basically told us that we're has-beens, that it's too late, we're too old, those dreams are in the past, blah, blah, blah. And so most people never, they don't even know that the second mountain exists, let alone actually go for it. But that's what you and I are here for. We are together, regardless of age, regardless of circumstances, we are going for the second mountain together, queens. Because it's the second mountain that's the real one for you. It's the second mountain that actually fulfills your destiny. The first one was just the preparation, just the preparation. And now is where you really get to shine. Now is where you really get to play. Now is where you really get to expand and share and have fun in the process as well. You know, when I first started my business, I was so obsessed with, I always knew that by definition, I was going to transform lives. I mean, I went from psychotherapist to transformational coach. I spend 10 or 12 hours a day, like, facilitating transformation in people's lives. So, you know, don't twist my words with what I'm about to say. Like, everyone would talk about, like, they need to leave their job to do something meaningful. I needed to leave mine to do something meaningless, was like the joke. So I knew that when I went into it, I really had to focus on transforming my money story, because the contribution was, it was there. And I was willing to do all this stuff that I didn't like to get to the destination. I was super lit up about financial transformation. I was super lit up about world travel. I was super lit up about the lifestyle stuff. And so I wasn't miserable in the process. I was just willing to do whatever I needed to do to get there. And that was part of that first mountain experience. And now when I realized, like, I didn't have it in me, there was nothing in me that had a willingness to go and do whatever to get to wherever. And it was only from this place of surrender that the openness showed up for true miracles. Nothing that I could ever think up or dream up. And this is what I desire for you. This is what I am so committed to joining with you to discover. What is just so much more mind-blowing, so much more exciting, so much more joy-filled, that even while you're in the adventure to get to the destination, that you're loving it just as much. How's this sounding, queen? How is this sounding? Because I got to tell you, the old age, it served its purpose. It was very first mountainy, right? Especially those of us who are building our businesses and the whole thing. But we did not go through this global pandemic to do anything same old, same old. And I've been talking about this before, that there is going to be a great divide here in 2021 and particularly in 2022. So listen close. And that, you know, you see everyone like excited to get the vaccine and the world almost opening up again and all this, that. And everyone's talking about, I can't wait to get my life back. Can't wait to like go back to business. I can't wait to get my life back. I can't wait till my kids go back to school and all things. The group that's waiting for life to go back to anything, they're going to miss out. There is an opportunity for us all to awaken. And just like in the Dark Ages before the Renaissance came, there were the leaders. There were the new thinkers. There were the inventors. There were the people that could see things not as they were, but as they could be. And these were the people, the leaders that ushered the world into the Renaissance, into the new age. And that is what I know you are for. You were not born on this at this time on the planet for no reason. You are not in this conversation for no reason. And you are not here to go back to anything. Why? Because so much bigger and better and brighter and more fun, all of the values of the feminine are filled in the new age, not into the back to anything. You want to go back to something? Go back to a webinar, go back to a funnel, go back to a checklist, go back to some paid by number business. And like I said, there's going to be lots of people there to support you, lots of mastermind groups that you can sign up for. And it's going to be hard. It's a different way than what I am available for. So I'm inviting you to join me to be part of the divide of the new feminine leaders. I'm going to use the word queen probably because it's the masterful blend of the masculine and the feminine. And the shortcut, allegedly easy way would be going back to what you think you know. Except that day is over. That world doesn't exist. It's like going back to a house that you used to live in and opening the door and thinking that you're going to feel at home. Like, it's not yours anymore. It's not even there. And it is not your home anymore. And so it does take great courage. It does take great bravery. It takes the willingness to get creative about what else is possible, regardless of your age, too. I don't want anyone here thinking that you are too old or too young for anything. You know why I know that? Because nowhere in any spiritual scripture does it's not in the Bible that you're too old for anything. I mean, come on, Sarah had a baby at 90, and how many all those other old women that wanted a baby had it in their older years as well. And it's nowhere in the Tao Te Ching, and it's nowhere in other spiritual scripts that because you are of a certain age that you are not available or capable or meant to live your epic life. This is old white man thinking that has gotten passed down through the generations that sadly for fiery, passionate, soulful women like us, we've taken the bait, but no longer queen, no longer. Who's to say that you can't be in the best shape of your life right now? Tell you what, sister, I'm 48. That's exactly where I'm at and continuing to go. What makes you say that you can't look the best? What makes you say that you can't have the highest level of contribution, the most creativity, maybe the most time up, or how about the most fun in your life? If you think that when you were 25, that was supposed to be the funnest time in your life, why don't you challenge yourself to open up to what actually is available? Because there's 7.8 billion people on the planet and a whole bunch of them are super cool. And if you get into collaboration and connection and really deep relationship with the right people, you're going to be having the time of your life. And that's not going to be in the past. That's right here, right now. And it's up to you to open up, to cultivate the epic life. Oh, dear God, thank you. Thank you that our best days are not behind us. Thank you that we have all been called for such a time as this. And I just ask that whatever destiny you have placed inside every woman here, that she would get a glimmer of it, that she would feel your love, your power, would feel you as source and unlimited and the level of abundance and purpose that is infused in her unique and individual destiny. May we all open up to be able to see with the eyes of our hearts, that we would be able to hear with our eyes, that we would be able to listen with our bodies, that we would become multisensory beings so that in the spiritual realm, we are highly in tune with your leadings and your guidings and open to receiving all of the opportunities that you have flooded our way right now. We pray a very special prayer of favor over the divine calling of every woman here. We ask for the epic next level. we claim it with confidence that each and every one of us have an epic next level calling. We know that with you, all things are possible. All things are possible. And we pray this together, believing. Amen. Did you love the episode as much as I did? I hope so. I hope that you're feeling filled up and that all your dreams are possible and that you absolutely have what it takes to do this. And I am here for you. I'm here on your journey. And I just want to make sure that you are constantly supported with all things queen, high vibe, positivity, spiritual superpowers, and all the things. So if you have not already gotten in on the free companion course to my book, you know, my book is The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. You can get my book. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But I also have a free companion course. Whether or not you have get the book, this course is meant to just support you with really taking a look at who you are and how you can get to where you want to go. So you can check it out at divineliving.com/audacity, divineliving.com/audacity. That link will be in the show notes as well. Like I said, it's completely free. There's videos, there's workbooks, there's a Facebook group. So get in on this good free content, share the link with your friends, and enjoy. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.